Hello and welcome to Jeopardy! I'm your host, Felix Quebec. Our contestants for the game are Mr. Skulk, Sergeant Space Marine, and Jimmy Cochran from the NS Radio staff. Alright, would you care to tell us a little bit about yourself, Mr. Skulk?
I'm doing Space Marines, I'm crossing my tooth, and I hope to be a fight someday.
Alright, now you, Sergeant Space Marine.
Well, I just graduated from the Space Marine Academy up at the TSA. I like to clean my gun and try to take it apart and put it back together in under 7 seconds. One day I want to be a commander.
And finally, Jimmy Cochran.
I am currently employed by the legal department of the show. I graduated from Yale in 1997. My life ambition is to file the largest lawsuit in the universe.
That's nice. Now for our categories. The categories for today are infuriating exploits, hive etiquette, potpourri, name that number, and intergalactic law. All right, and now it's time to play Jeopardy! Jimmy Cochran, you won the backstage rock, paper, scissors contest, so you will be going first.
Well, I was holding a pistol, and I don't have any hands.
Yes, I'll take intergalactic law for 200, Felix.
Yeah, Mr. Cochran, could you repeat that one more time? I couldn't quite make it out.
Yes, I'll take intergalactic law for 200, Felix.
I'm just guessing, but I think he wants intergalactic law, so let's go intergalactic law for 200. The answer is, this intergalactic treaty clause prevents aliens from using jetpacks.
What is Clause 4, Subsection 13 of the Bylaws, second measure under the statutes required by intergalactic legislation under intergalactic treaty of the TSA?
I actually wasn't able to understand your answer. We're going to have to go to the judges on that one. Due to the judges not being able to decipher your answer, we're going to have to call it incorrect. I'm sorry. Would anyone else like to try to answer the question?
My answer is utterly correct. I'm now going to begin the universe's largest lawsuit.
All right, and Mr. Skulk has buzzed in.
Eclipse?
No, I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Stupid alien! What is Clause 4, Subsection 13 of the Bylaws, second measure under the statutes required by intergalactic legislation under the intergalactic treaty of the TSA?
All right, and that is the correct answer. Well, how were you able to come up with that, Sergeant Marine?
Well, it's one of those required courses over at the TSA Space Marine Academy. Had it right before shooting stuff and just after basketball.
All right, Space Marine. With that question, you have the boards.
I'll take infuriating exploits for 200.
Infuriating exploits for 200. The answer is, this evasive motion is used to evade attack by aliens.
What is crouch jumping? I'll take infuriating exploits for 400.
Infuriating exploits for 400. This tactic is used to avoid alien attack.
What is a vent exploit?
Oh, wow.
I'll take infuriating exploits for 600.
Infuriating exploits for 600. This tactic is used to rapidly respawn at the very start of...
What is an F4 exploit? I'll take infuriating exploits for 800.
Infuriating exploits for 800. This tactic is expressed by Marines that use their flashlight for reasons other than...
Flashlight exploit.
Oh, my God. Well, it seems you're on a roll. I'm guessing you want infuriating exploits for 1,000.
That'd be correct, sir.
And the answer is, this practice of building in places that were not intended by the...
What is a map exploit? All right, go ahead and have the commander drop me in hive etiquette for 200.
This bluish spiked chamber is the choice of newbie gorgs.
Stupid fatties.
Is that your answer?
No. Where is the central chamber?
All right, and that is correct. You have the board.
I'll take hive etiquette for 400.
All right, and the answer is, this large round entity that never moves and heals things.
What is a big fat stupid gorge?
No, I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Would anyone else like to answer? Go ahead, Sergeant Space Marine.
Stupid alien. The question is obviously, what is a big fat juicy hive that wants me to pump rounds into it?
All right, and that is correct. You have the board, Sergeant Space Marine.
Alright, I'll take name that number for 200.
Name that number, 200. The question is 1337.
Yeah, killing his best friend and his kidneys.
Is that your answer, Mr. Skulk?
No. What is killing his best friend and eating his kidneys?
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Sergeant Marine, go ahead.
Yeah, we had a class in this at the TSA, too. What is LEET?
All right, and that is correct. You have the board still. Looks like you're in the lead so far. What would you like to take next?
Yes, I'd like to take potpourri for 400.
Congratulations, Sergeant Space Marine. That's our daily double. How much would you care to wager?
Well, I'm feeling pretty confident. I think I'm going to wager it all, Alex.
And the answer is, this metallic smoking hole can be found around Marines all over the place.
Oh, I think I got this one nailed, Alex. What is my ex-wife?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's incorrect, Mr. Space Marine.
Obviously, you've never met my ex-wife.
I think I have.
Reznor, that the fat ass puts a big smirk on him. Stupid Marine.
All right, and that is correct. Oh, wow, it looks like time's up. Now it's time for Final Jeopardy. This is the theoretical number of miles per hour required to cause damage to Marines when jetpacking into a wall. Remember, contestants, to keep your answers in the form of a question. Make sure to clearly and concisely write your wager underneath. Mr. Alien, would you please stop sprinkling seasoning on Sergeant Marine next to you? He's trying to write.
No!
All right, Mr. Cochran. And let's see what you wrote. It appears that your screen has been left blank. You want to explain that?
For legal purposes, you will be sent a subpoena by mail in 6 to 8 weeks along with your trial date.
All right, and moving right along. Mr. Skulk, let's see what you wrote. And your answer is, kidneys taste great. Oh, wow. And you wagered, good. I'm sorry, Mr. Skulk, that is incorrect. And moving on to Sergeant Marine.
No, it's not.
All right, Sergeant Space Marine, let's see what you wrote. What is, that's a mathematical improbability? We'll have to go to the judges on that one. All right, they say that's correct. Let's see how much that you wagered. Die, alien scum, die. I guess that's nothing. You were already ahead in the previous round, and they didn't make any money, so you're the winner.
Well, you know, it has to do with our human superiority to them damn aliens, and he's a lawyer.
All right, Mr. Skulk, get off his back, man. Don't. What is he doing?
Oh, my God! Ah! Ah!
Mr. Skulk's just gone crazy and ate. Oh, wait, he's going for the lawyer now. He just ate the Marine. He's going for the lawyer.
Spouses, pull it off. Come here, fast talker.
Due to international treaty, you are not allowed to bite me and will become someone else's girlfriend in prison.
Just don't eat him. I think he's saying some legal stuff. Please, get out of here, man. You win. Just go away.
Smooth, I can afford 3 halves.
And that's going to do it today for Natural Selection Jeopardy. I've been telling these guys we got to get some kind of plexiglass cages around here. All right, that concludes NS Jeopardy for this week. And tune in next week when we'll have Mr. Onos and Commander Johnson and I believe Herman from the show. Hey, I gotta go, guys. I'm out of here.